Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him back, Pat, Mr. Filmmaker Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Actually, you welcome me back, but I was on yesterday afternoon.
Hey, that hurricane got really big.
Yeah.
Off the coast.
What's that got to do with things?
Well, no, I just say it looks really big. Does it have, like, is it like, what is it, a category one or two or three? What is it?
Yeah, it's a two. Yeah, it's a two with like 90, 95 mile per hour winds.
But it really is pretty defined.
Oh, yeah, but just as defined as Dorian was.
Yeah.
And almost in the same place, you know, a little further offshore. So it's kind of unusual because people say, oh, you can't get a hurricane in the same place a week later.
You've just done it.
Yeah. So, that's offshore. We don't have any effects from that at all.
Okay.
It'll be sunny and pleasant today. 70 to 75. A cool night tonight. We get some cloudiness. 45 to 50, we don't get clouds, 40 to 45. Sunny, 70 on Wednesday, and then on Wednesday night, we drop to 40, 30s in a lot of the cool spots.
Oh.
So very chilly Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny, low 70s. Sunny, 75 to 80 Friday. And for the last weekend of summer, it'll be sunny both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the 80s. It can't get any easier, Forecasting-wise, it obviously it'll be good for all our listeners because there has to be a God. And there is a God, and that's why he made the weather very easy, because nothing else in past life has been easy. That's all I could tell you.
It's been tough, huh?
It's horrible. Horrible. I don't ever remember it being this bad. And as you well know, I was on yesterday. Obviously, you heard me.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing I heard was that, AJ was working half a day and I would pick up the slack in the afternoon. I had no idea that I was picking up the slack at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Well, yeah,
unfortunately, his grandfather died, but he told me 12 noon and just nothing was done. Nothing was done. And I did not know about it. So that was kind of a crash course, if you will. And the weekend was an absolute horror. I get up to the lake Saturday morning. I run to the studio and I am undoing the bedroom set. I am taking down the bed. I am doing all of that to try to prep for this coming weekend. I go back. We have to leave at 2:30 for the monastery. We get a call from two of our actors that live in New York City. Their train is stuck and they're sending another train to rescue them. When will you be here? We don't know. Well, they show up at 4. So I text Brother George at the monastery to let him know that we'll be a little later. So 6 or 7 cars full of actors, all dressed in costume, pull up to the monastery. I get out, I ring the bell. I look in, I see it's dark. I knock on the door, nothing. I walk around the other end, all the doors are locked. Call my phone, I get a voicemail. No Brother George, no monastery. And I have all these actors and actresses in cars waiting. What are you going to do now? Looked at the director, what do we do? He said, we have no choice, go back to the studio and do a set real quick. I said, what? He said, we're going to have to do a set. What else? He said, I have to get these scenes done. There's no time. So everybody went back to the studio while Pat frantically worked in making a set. We shot. We went to dinner. Then we had outdoor shoots till 12 midnight. And now everybody was hoping that Brother George would be back on Sunday because all the scenes are at the monastery on Sunday. Well, Brother George wasn't back on Sunday. No answer, no response. And one of our guys came to the rescue and said, if you want, you could use our clubhouse. We have a clubhouse at our condominium resort, and it may work. And I looked at the director and I said, we don't have a choice. I said, it's either a den or a library setting. I can't do that at the studio. I don't have anything to do that. So everybody gets in cars, and now we drive 20 minutes away to this clubhouse. And luckily, we walked in, and this big, huge room has a fireplace, all stone that looks very similar to the monastery. And we were able to do all the scenes there. And I got home at 9:30 Sunday night.
Wow. That's not good. Well, at least you got it done, though.
It doesn't get any better. Don't think it gets any better. So now I put everything on the computer. Yeah. We still have the flickering on my camera. So I call Apple, and I leave a message. And he said he will call me back. This is the same guy that's been working with me. Told me to get Compressor, the software I did. And he calls me back last evening, just about the time I was eating, 7 p.m., but I wasn't going to say a word. And I was on the line with Apple from 7 to 9:35. Yeah. And to no avail. He cannot understand it. He's completely confused. And he said it's definitely the program, because if we put it into QuickTime, there's no flicker. We bring it into Final Cut Pro, there's a flicker. He said, I'm putting a priority trace on this. He said, can I call you 10:30 tomorrow morning? That's this morning. I said, yes, you can. So he's calling me at 10:30. And while I'm on the line with him, here's where it gets better. The girl that we've gotten to play young Charlotte sends an email that she cannot do it because of a family emergency. Hope she didn't cause anybody any inconvenience. That was all last night. So, Marshall?
Clara Lenfest says, Pat, it's time for another vacation.
No one wanted to listen to me. A Quiet Place was the movie to do.
Now, speaking about movies.
Yes.
I got an email the other day from Frank Almquist, who listens to us, okay?
Okay, yes.
A month or so ago, you and Pat discussed the movie The Last Word. Watched it last night. Very good. Good acting. And predictable, but fun and enjoyable. Did we talk about The Last Word?
We did not.
Did you see The Last Word?
I did not.
See it. See
it. Okay, let me write this down.
Shirley MacLaine's in it. This is one you could definitely do with your crew. The Last Word. It's funny. It's sad. It's happy. It's joyous. This is something you could do.
I have to tell you, Marshall, after this experience, I know I've said this before, but I just don't want to do full-length movies anymore. That's it. I will take one or two sitcoms from TV, and I will do those, and I am totally, totally restricting it to our small clique that has done all the movies. I'm not even opening it up anymore to the rest of the association, because all these people in the association that came forward and said they were going to do this, have all backed out, except for The Usuals. So that's it. From now on, it stays as a small group and it stays small scale. I will look at The Last Word, but I can tell you right now.
Then just look at it for yourself, because you
for
like
myself and have a good time. Yeah,
Do you like Shirley MacLaine?
I love Shirley MacLaine.
Then you will love. She is outstanding in this. Outstanding.
Okay. You know, maybe I could use a break. I don't know if I'll get it today, but it would be nice to see something to let me sit back and relax and laugh.
And I want to thank Frank for bringing that up to me, because I watched it the other day.
And you forgot to tell me.
I wanted to tell you, but you were away. I knew you weren't away. So I wanted to remember to tell you today.
Thank you, Frank.
And Pat, well, I want you to be successful today. I'll just tell you, when I came in this morning,
uh-oh,
my on-air computer was acting up. It only had one channel. And then when I rebooted it, it still only had one channel. I changed the plugs, the audio plugs, still only one channel. I turn around and my camera's not working, my Mevo. So by the time I get that fixed, I look up and all of a sudden I have two channels again. But my computer had locked in the meantime, so I had to unlock it. So there's something going on here, Pat.
Maybe you have to look at your audio card.
It's not the audio card. There's just something weird going on, and I'm going to ask Jill if there's something that's affecting computers going on. Because,
That's kind of interesting. Look at the trouble that I'm having, but I don't think it's got anything to do with, with retrogression or anything like that. I think it's definitely software.
Yeah. I hope mine is not the mainstream computer, because it's the newest computer and it's the most expensive computer we ever purchased. So it better not do that. It better not do that. You know, we're not made out of money here.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Pat. I'll keep my eye on it. It's Hugo. What's that hurricane that's off?
Umberto.
I'll keep my eye on Umberto, because Umberto impresses me. It looks great just sitting out there in the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's Umberto.
Okay, I'll look at Umberto then. And I want you to have a best day as you can possibly have, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.